Good afternoon. This is Baysman Commutations hearing for East Coyoya, ADC number 312834. This is a hearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. With us today is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our Acting Board Chairman, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel lead. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Coyoya is 32 years old. He's currently serving two concurrent prison sentences for misconduct involving a weapon, a class 4 felony. He was approximately 29 years old at the time of the instant offense, which was committed on June 5, 2015. He was found guilty by jury trial and later changed his plea to guilty. He was sentenced on August 4, 2016. He's currently serving two prison terms, 4.5 years and 9 years respectively. He appealed his case, which was upheld on November 17, 2017. It should be noted that Mr. Coyoya has a prior criminal history, which includes previous arrest for fighting, domestic violence, and aggravated assault, plus a felony conviction for criminal trespassing. I'll read a short summary of the incident offense. Phoenix police executed a traffic stop of a raised sport utility vehicle. You know, I said his name backwards. It's Coyoya Issa, pardon me, for the record. Phoenix police executed a traffic stop of a race sport utility vehicle Issa was driving. After officers activated their colored lights to signal Issa to stop, he continued driving for an eighth to a tenth of a mile before he pulled to a strip mall. As officers followed Issa's vehicle, they saw him leaning over to the right, reaching toward the passenger side 3 or 4 times, suggesting he might be attempting to access the glove box of the car. After Issa's SUV came to stop, officers saw him make another similar motion toward the right side of the passenger compartment. When an officer approached and asked Issa if any weapons were in the vehicle, Issa first changed the subject. Asked a second time, Issa glanced toward the right side of the vehicle before denying there were any weapons in the vehicle. When Issa would not provide identification, the officer moved him from the SUV and walked with him to the rear of the vehicle. Issa then told the officer that his identification was in the car driver's side door panel, leaving Issa with the other officer. The first officer then approached the driver's side of the SUV again. With the driver's side door open, the officer saw the grip and the top, the slide of a handgun sticking out from beneath the left front side of the front passenger seat cushion, which was completely detached from the seat frame and raised 3 to 4 inches. A records check later revealed that Issa was a convicted felon and prohibited possessor. Regarding Mr. Issa's commutation application, he is asking for a 3-year reduction in his prison sentence. According to the Arizona Department of Corrections time computation, he currently has only released credits resulting in a community service begin date of March 24, 2023. Should commutation be granted, his new community service begin date would be August 27, 2020. The purpose of Mr. Issa's request for commutation is based on his assertion that he has found religion and that he wants to return to society where he can take care of his girlfriend and her children. He's had moderate discipline in ADC from 2016 to 2018, with his last major on December 15th, 2016, possession of manufacturing an illicit substance, and his last minor on May 1st, 2017 for disobeying an order. Concerning the question of whether Mr. Issa's sentence was excessive, his conviction carried a minimum sentence of 8 years, a presumptive sentence of 10 years, and a maximum sentence of 12 years. Considering that Mr. Issa was given less than the presumptive sentence for a firearms offense with a prior felony conviction, I do not find his punishment excessive, but I am open to the discussion and input of my colleagues. I'm going to go and make a motion and also take advantage of this time to make a correction from the beginning, because I had his name reversed. But regarding Mr. Coyoya Issa, ABC number 312834. My motion is not to pass Mr. Issa to phase two.
Second. Agree.
And who seconded?
Ms. Rittenhouse.
Ms. Rittenhouse. Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed upon by Mr. Johnson and Mr. Neal. And this concludes our phase one commutation hearing. Thank you.